Can cleanse my guilt and pride. Blood of Christ the crucified.
Unleavened Bread Ministries presents
From your hands, your feet, your side.
Unleavened Bread Bible Studies with David Eales.
Can quench my thirsting soul. Pure as water made me whole. Let your streams of mercy flow, O Jesus, I trust in you.
Greetings, saints. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. I've got something unusual I want to share with you today. We've been pretty diligent about digging in the Bible for quite a while now, and you know we don't do a lot of chit-chatting here, so I want to share something that I think it's a good confirmation to you of what the Lord is doing with us. You know, sometime back, I did about 3 years of conferences back and forth across the country. And at the end of that time, I was doing a lot of radio programs. And I did a program on Spirit One Broadcasting Network. And I met Pastor Bob Heffley. And actually, the Lord had spoken to Pastor Bob and told him, he said, I'm going to bless your ministry as you bless David Eales' ministry. And then I was invited on a program that was on Spirit One Broadcasting Network, and Bob heard me there, heard me teaching there, and decided that he was going to broadcast our materials basically for nothing because he was taking seriously what the Lord had told him, and now he knew who David Eales was. And so Bob and Darcy, his wife, began broadcasting our materials at that time. And it's been a great blessing to us. And, of course, the people who have supported our ministry have help to build some stations, FM stations, and now an AM station we're working on, and to get the word out to the high-density population areas in the United States. And we've also taken on satellite radio, and it's bringing a lot more people who want to rebroadcast our materials and things. Anyway, it is really beginning to get out there good, and we're just giving thanks to God because He's promised us much greater things than that. Well, Bob and I one time were talking about going into satellite TV, and as we were discussing this, I was asking Bob how much this was cost, you know, and he told me about it. I says, well, Bob, I believe the Lord can handle anything He wants us to do. And I'm convinced that He's going to have us go that way one day. The only thing I want to know is, does He want us to do it right now? So I said, Bob, I'm going to pray a prayer. You just agree with me, okay? He said, fine. So I said, Lord, if You want us to go into satellite TV right now, I'm asking You to send me a bunch of money right now. And lo and behold, the next day, a brother called me up early in the morning. That was late at night, early in the morning, the next morning. A brother called me, and I don't know if I want to share his name or not. I hadn't talked to him about it. But anyway, the Lord had put it on his heart to send us $100,000. Well, that was pretty much a confirmation for me. You know, I mean, you couldn't get any closer to that. Somebody would have had to call me during the night, you know, to get it any closer than that. And I asked Bob, you know, what it would cost to run. In fact, I think I'd already done this. I asked Bob what it would cost to run one satellite over or to rent one satellite channel. Because that's what we're going to do is a whole channel. For North and Central America, and it goes down to part of South America even, covers the whole territory there. And he said it would take about $100,000 a year. So we decided that was a real good confirmation. Of course, we want to do another satellite over Europe and Russia and Scandinavia and Middle East and so on. So we're trusting God for that too. And so we got our confirmation there. And lo and behold, the Lord started opening doors. One door was already opening in that I had been contacted, I think, about a year before this by a brother named John Knowles. And I'll just read his letter here. He said, Brother Dave, I am a partner in a television production company called Interlight Studios. We have done a lot of children's art educational programming in the past several years. And at that time, he didn't tell me, but he had actually done some work for some pretty high-profile people in Hollywood, too. And he goes on to say, Your ministry has blessed me beyond measure, and I've listened and read the timely revelations the Lord has given you. I sense his leading in my approaching you with this idea. As a ministry, completely free of charge, I would like to offer my skills and time to you in order to create, produce, edit, etc., videos similar but better production values to what the Prophecy Club produced, which is, of course, the tours that I was going on. I did some tours with them. And these DVDs would be yours to do with as you willed, as long as we could also distribute the videos for free to any, to as many as possible, as the time is very short. We believe that God will supply all our needs to accomplish his purposes. I have a video that I wrote and produced called Angel View that I would be glad to send you as a sample of our work. Your videos are were a tremendous value to me and many of my friends, and I would be honored to help get this unleavened bread teaching out to the world in any way I can. I'm confident that if this is the Lord, we will both have a positive witness. Looking forward to hearing from you in Christ, John Knowles. And to make a long story short, I replied back to John at that time, which was a year or so before we started doing this, you know. Thank you very much for your wonderful offer. I hope to take advantage of it soon. I had no idea when I would do it, but I had a hope to do that. I would like these revelations to be freed up to reach the people. Right now, I'm a little overwhelmed with everything that's going on. I'm trying to get to finish my book and start this new radio program and get our audios edited for the radio. Keep up with the email. Keep up with the meetings. Meanwhile, please keep me in mind in prayer. David Eales, your servant in Christ, David Eales. So that was a year or so before, and I dropped John's letter in my drafts folder and forgot about it basically for a year until this thing came up, and now suddenly here the Lord has given us a sign that we're going to do this. You know, we're going to put together these videos and by the grace of God reach out to the world. And I really believe that too, that we are going to reach out to the world. And so the Lord began to send, well, John was an animation artist, and on top of what he normally does, and another brother that was sent to us, Pete Kozo, is also an animation artist who is working on animations for the intros and exits to our, actually we are doing four different TV programs all at the same time. And so here was John. He was volunteering ahead of time, and so Bob and I decided that this was definitely the work of the Lord. I decided to contact him, and I told John what we were thinking about doing, and he was all ears, and he's been helping us ever since. He's been working on the panoramic Bible studies. Panoramic Bible studies, of course, some of you have seen if you're watching this, and they are basically scenic pictures faded in and out over light, soft music, and an audio teaching. And he's been working on those, putting them together, and they're just awesome. Praise be God. And from there, the Lord sent us quite a few people. Matter of fact, I would say four different teams to do these programs. And it's been an amazing, amazing miracle the way the Lord, once we decided to say, yes, Lord, just open the doors and send all the people. And he's always done that. He's always done that with us. We haven't had to go out and collar anybody or anything like that. The Lord has just sent the people to volunteer who are gifted, very gifted in what they do. And Brad Moyers volunteered to take our book, Sovereign God, and edit it into a program, a panoramic type program. And here's a testimony. We had some, I could say from the very beginning when we decided to do this, that the devil was against it. And he has fought us in so many ways. But in every case, he's had to back off because the power of God has just backed him off. And we've had miracle after miracle after miracle in conquering Satan. He is obviously believing that this is going to hurt him. So he has been fighting furiously, but he's been failing. He has sent people to attack our ministry. He has sent people to attack the brethren. He has sent people to try to distract us. You know, he has sent false prophets to come in and spread lies and things like that. But God Almighty has been sovereign. And Brad here had a miracle. I'm going to share this with you first. This is just an awesome confirmation of what the Lord is doing and going to do through these programs. Brad says, I'm narrating Sovereign God and had finished the first 7 chapters. I had recorded chapter 8, but hadn't yet edited it. I decided to format my hard drive since it had been 2.5 years since the last time I'd done it. I had to burn everything I wanted to keep to DVD backup. And when I finished the format and started reloading my files, I kept getting an error when I tried to transfer Chapter 8 from the DVD to my hard drive. I was getting what is called a cyclic redundancy error. It turns out it is common, and it means that there was an error in the burn process for that particular file. I downloaded a program that supposedly will recover most files with such an error. And if that program couldn't do it, nothing could. Well, that program failed to recover anything. Now, I can vouch for Brad. He's a real techie's techie. I mean, he knows what he's doing, and he can figure things out that he's never done before. He knows computers very well. And if he said it wouldn't do it, wouldn't recover it, it wouldn't recover it. He says, I told David about this, and we agreed in prayer that God would work a miracle like he has for mine and other computer problems in the past. Because we've prayed over computers now for some time, folks. And God Almighty, Bob's over there laughing. Bob just had one healed today, as a matter of fact. You know, I might get Bob over here to share that testimony when we get through. Bob and called me today, and we agreed for his, which maybe he needs to share that testimony with you anyway, that God healed it. God healed it. You know, we talk about healing computers and healing cars and stuff like that. I guess that's kind of a silly notion, but God does it. He's been doing it for us consistently, and he's in the miracle business. I mean, I don't think God gets hung up too much on your terminology, you know, and he sure has been answering these prayers. So whether you think it's silly to pray for a healing for a computer, well, anyway, he does it. He does it. So I told David, and we agreed in prayer, that God will work a miracle like he has for mine and other computer problems in the past. The next day, the file was on my hard drive with the other 7 chapters, and it was not there before. Furthermore, the chapter is there in its entirety, and there's no errors in it. Praise be to God. Only God, a miracle. Out of curiosity, I put in the DVD with Chapter 8 on it to listen to it, and its glitches and skips. all the way through. Praise the Lord. God not only transferred the file to my hard drive, but He cleaned it up for me. Can you imagine? The Lord cleaned it up. Put it in there and cleaned it up. Fixed it. Praise be to God. That will save me a bunch of time because chapter 8 is tied with chapter 4 for being the longest chapter in the book. Well, this is a sample, folks, of the kind of miracles we've been getting to get these materials out to people. We definitely have signs from God that He is for us. You know, the Lord doesn't always stop the devil from resisting, because we get stronger when we get to exercise our faith in these circumstances and come against Him, you know. And so we're growing in the power of the Lord as we resist the devil. Well, here's another producer. Brad is our producer of the Sovereign God program. He and John Knowles are going to work together on that. You know, when he gets through, John Knowles will put the video with it and the music, which he does a lot of his own music. So, and it's very neat. The music is very quiet, and so it doesn't distract from the teaching and so on and so forth. Well, here's another one. This is a panoramic TV program producer. This is, we titled this, we put it on our site, we entitled it Exciting Life of Faith. And this is from Al and Julie and Stephanie and Emily Almeida. That's A-L-M-E-I-D-A, Almeida. And let me share this testimony with you. First of all, we would like you to know what an incredible blessing it has been to listen to the teachings, The Real Good News. That's a faith series that we've done. And The Real Good News, just how broad and wide the gospel actually really and truly is. And she goes, they go on to say, we came out of the apostate church about 5 years ago. We spent the first 3 years studying on our own and going through the Bible and learning as much as we could. About 2 years ago, we found America's Last Days and started going through all the teachings. We finally joined the Pal Talk group when you had started doing the series on The Real Good News. Pal Talk, for some of you that don't know, is an online program whereby people join our broadcast in a room, in a Pal Talk room, and they're able to, share testimonies, ask questions, whatever. You know, we do that alongside our AM, FM, shortwave, satellite broadcast. And now, TV at the same time. So, listening to the testimonies of the brothers has been a real blessing and has increased our faith tremendously. Our eyes have really been opened to what living by faith is and how to do it. For example, we have a 1998 Ford Windstar with 260,000 miles on it. And when we learned that we could pray for our cars, we started laying our hands on it and praying fixes it every time. Every time it starts to have a problem, as a matter of fact. All our friends think we are crazy, but our van is running great. And we know the Lord will continue to keep it on the road for as long as we need it. Amen to that. Another thing that happened is that we started working on the UBM video. That's the TV programs, or the panoramic TV programs, okay? And our brand new DVD burner stopped working completely. We asked for prayer during the UBM broadcast. And I remember we prayed over this. We just commanded it to be healed in the name of Jesus. That simple. And the next day, the DVD burner started working again. We learned that the Lord heals more than just people. Amen. Well, this is another attack upon the producers of these programs. And the Lord just keeps coming through. Every time it happens, He's there. They ask for prayer. We put our faith together. God fixes it. You know, again, folks, how much would you spend to replace, to get fixed, the time involved. How much time have we saved by just going right straight to the Lord and praying? A lot of time, folks, a lot of time, as Brad just got through saying here. Then Emily, who had been helping me put the background videos together, woke up one morning with the right hand and wrist hurting so much that she couldn't use her hand. We prayed for her, and her hand and the arm turned purple. In the weakness of our flesh, we took her to the doctor. The doctor told her that her wrist had been sprained and that she would have pain for the next few weeks and that she couldn't use her hand. Emily did not accept that bad report and refused to take the medication. We prayed for her again, anointing her with oil, and 3 days later, her hand was completely healed. Glory to God. The devil, again, was trying to stop these programs from going forth. This whole family worked together on these panoramic programs. Then the son of a couple who are brethren in Christ fell and broke both his wrists and had fractures in both of his hands. We had been traveling together when this happened, and the people at the emergency room took x-rays and confirmed the broken bones. They bound his hands, and he was supposed to go to the doctor when he got home to put casts on them. However, his mom also refused to receive the bad report, and we asked him if it was okay to pray for him. He is 17 and has just become a believer. That's the best people to pray for, folks. New believers, they've got more faith, you know. And he said yes. So we agreed together, and his pain was gone. He then went to the doctor when he got home and found out that even though the fractures were still visible on the x-rays, they were healing on their own. Since he had no pain and could use both of his hands perfectly, they couldn't justify putting a cast on him or putting casts on him. The nurse and doctors were amazed, and they had never seen anything like that before. And his mother replied, "My Lord Jesus has healed him." Amen to that. The Lord has us walking on a journey through the wilderness that is going to get even more interesting now that we are doing his will by moving to Brazil. They're going as missionaries to Brazil. The teachings on the real good news have really taught us to walk in faith, and it came as a perfect time to strengthen our faith. Praise the Lord. So keep those in your prayers, folks. They are making a big move. And again, they didn't have place to list everything. Let's see, we have many more miracles that happened, but it would take too long to tell them all here. They had a lot of signs and wonders happen because once they learned that God is on our side, and also, in particular, God is on our side to get these videos out, to get these TV programs out. And here's another one. This is another one of our producers. As a matter of fact, I picked out all our producers here and all their miracle testimonies. And this is our Unleavened Bread Bible Study TV producer here. Catastrophic hard drive failure. Healed by God on January the 15th, 2007. By Kevin Ray. He's our UBBS TV program producer. This is a testimony of God's power to fix or heal anything. Mark 11 and 24. Therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now folks, that one verse right there will give you a miraculous life. It's given so many a miraculous life to understand that all they have to do is pray and believe they received. Literally, the word is received. Because that's when we received it at the cross, right? And you shall have it, God says. Some people think that's too good to be true, right? Kevin goes on. He says, we have been producing Bible study videos for the Unleavened Bread Ministry. In doing so, we use a high-end video software package which recommends separate hard drives for editing and rendering purposes. In our case, we use a notebook computer with external hard drives to fulfill the recommendations of the software. On the morning of January the 15th, 2007, I began to continue work on the new version of the Hidden Manna for the End Times videos. As I turned on my computer, an error came up indicating a catastrophic hard drive failure. This was a relatively new hard drive, a 500 gig hard drive. And Kevin is a master techie, I tell you. He knows what he's doing. Catastrophic hard drive failure on my external hard drive. Basically, this meant that not only was the hard drive not accessible anymore, but that the data on it was now corrupt. All of our video programs and their data was on that hard drive. In the natural, our data was lost. Hundreds of hours of work gone. What would you do? What would you do? Well, if you've been studying that God is sovereign God and His precious promises are to meet your needs, and especially His needs too, because this is what we're doing this for, the Lord, His work, you know. And you get filled with faith after a while of listening to people's testimonies and listening to the Word of God, and you're ready to try it out on something, right? Well, the Lord sent us a really good trial here, you know, because this was in the natural catastrophe, you know. All of those hours and hours and hours and hours of work was gone. After eventually catching my breath, I called Brother David to discuss the situation. I could tell when Kevin called me that his heart was in his throat. You know, he was whispering. And I said, "What? What did you say, Kevin?" He spoke up. He says, "David, we need a miracle." We immediately went to the Lord in prayer. Him, myself, and my wife. That's Holly. And Holly and Kevin worked together on these programs. We needed a mountain to be removed, and we prayed accordingly that the hard drive be healed in the name of Jesus. And then we thanked our Heavenly Father. And I have to say, too, that we commanded it to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. They laid hands on it. I commanded it over the phone to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And guess what? Well, he says, we were in a place of total weakness and needed a miracle from God. Wasn't much you could do, right? 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he hath said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Oh, yes, and this is a secret, folks. You need to glory in your weaknesses so that the power of God can come on you. Because when you glory in your weaknesses, people know that the answer is only going to come from God Himself. And He doesn't want to share His glory with another. Matter of fact, He won't do it. That's what the Bible says. A lot of times, men try to rob His glory, and then they end up on the short end. After we got off the phone with David, my wife and I needed to run some errands in town. And while we were out running errands, the devil kept constantly telling me in my mind that the hard drive was still damaged. But I could send it to the manufacturer to possibly retrieve the data on it. Firstly, sending the hard drive into the manufacturer for retrieval would take too much time, which we didn't have. Yes, we're trying to meet a deadline to get all these videos out and to start the satellite channel. And secondly, there would be no guarantees that the data would be retrieved. According to the manufacturer of the hard drive, this was an irrecoverable failure. At the same time, the devil was talking to me. I heard the Lord reminding me of scriptures such as, faith without works is dead. Hold fast to your confession that it waver not. Walk not by sight, but by faith. Call the things that are not as though they were. All very good advice when you need a miracle. In fact, that's pretty well what you have to do if you want a miracle. James 2:17 says, even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead in itself. In other words, folks, when you believe something and you speak it, you got to walk on it. You got to act it out. You got to believe you received, right? What would you do if you prayed for such a thing to happen? How would you react? That's very important because faith isn't complete without works. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope that it waver not, for he is faithful that promised. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Romans 4:17, as it is written, a father of many nations have I made thee, before him whom he believed, even God, who giveth life to the dead. This is what we needed, a resurrection here. And calleth the things that are not as though they were. Therefore, my tongue and feet needed to be in agreement with what we prayed. Even though I was getting bombarded with contrary thoughts from the enemy, I needed to endure the fiery trial. I continued to cast down all vain imaginations, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Throughout this time, and my wife and I continued thanking the Lord for healing the hard drive. See, he caught that for me, that healing the hard drive business. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that's exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You know, the devil makes war against your mind anytime you want to believe for a miracle, folks. He's going to make war against you. And you have to cast down those thoughts. They're contrary to what the promise. You cast them down. Philippians 4:6, and nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Kevin goes on. He says, after returning home, I sat down on our couch and looked at the computer. At this point, I hadn't turned it back on since we prayed. And as I was looking at the computer and the external hard drive, my eyes were drawn to a framed scripture that we hung on the wall just above the computer. It read, Mark 16:17-18, and these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I suppose the Lord was using this verse because we kept talking about healing the hard drive, you know. As I focused in on the framed scripture on the wall, an amazing thing happened. The Holy Spirit quickened the scripture to read, they shall lay hands on the disc, and it shall recover. It's as if he rearranged the words, letters, before my eyes. I thought, wow, did that really happen? We did, in fact, lay hands on the hard drive when we prayed with David. At this same time, my wife was getting ready to cut my hair, and the thought came in my mind that I would test the computer hard drive out after my haircut was done. Doubt and unbelief were trying to creep in by delaying. Then I heard the Lord tell me in the Spirit, if you believe that I healed the hard drive, what are you waiting for? Turn your computer on. So I immediately turned on the computer. The hard drive spun up, was recognized by the computer, and all the data was on it, and it was fine. Please note, this miracle defies natural physics and electronics. Like I said, Kevin is a real techie, and he knows when something's gone. The Lord healed that hard drive perfectly, as if it just came out of the box. There's nothing he can't do. Amen. Nothing he can't do. Wow. That's a creative miracle, folks. And we've been getting a lot of them lately. Well, these are just creative miracles in the area of our producers bringing forth these programs that you've been watching. Okay. Well, here's another one. Major software failure. This is another testimony of Kevin and Holly's. Okay. Major software failure. Healed by God. May the 6th, 2007. I bet you techies out there, you've been thinking about this now. Boy, that would save me a lot of money and time. It did Bob get to share his testimony here in a few minutes. It sure did Bob. This is another testimony of God's power to fix or heal anything, even software. Please see the testimony on how God healed our hard drive. I just read that. This, by the way, this software he's getting ready to talk to us about, it was donated to us. It was $999 worth of software for editing TV programs. And he starts out with Mark 11:24 here. Therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Praise be to God. A miracle verse, if there ever was one. You know, people think that's just too good to be true. God couldn't possibly put that kind of power in the hands of humans. I got news for you, folks. He said it, and he meant it. The only thing is, if you're carnally minded, there's no danger in you misusing that verse because you're just not going to believe it. See, God gives that verse to believers. It won't work unless you're a believer. And so, therefore, the carnally minded are not going to be able to misuse God's power here. Yeah. The condition is faith, right? Kevin goes on, he says, we have been producing Bible study videos for the Unleavened Bread Ministry. In so doing, we use a high-end video editing software program. This program is complex and critical to our video production process. I put a little note here that this is a $1,000 program that was donated to us. On Saturday, May the 5th, 2007, Philip Sapp, who is our music minister, and he lives very close to Kevin, and I were troubleshooting why certain DVDs were created correctly and others were not. There seemed to be no consistent pattern to this problem. I decided then to consult an expert insider of the video editing software we were using. After describing the problems, he recommended several things to do. One recommendation was to update the video editing software with an update patch that was now available. This update patch is used to fix problems in the current major release. One of the issues addressed in the patch was the DVD creation utility. As with any software, there's always the possibility that an update may make things worse rather than better. There was no way of knowing for sure whether this update would affect our system negatively because each computer is different in its hardware and software configuration. Even software release notes cannot address every possible scenario. This update risk is a common dilemma in the software industry. Nonetheless, we needed this patch to fix our DVD creation problems. So after downloading and applying the patch, the video editing software immediately started to act negatively, causing the microprocessor to lock up at 100%. Randomly for no apparent reason. So it was just running full speed, you know, for no apparent reason. Locking up both microprocessors, he had a dual microprocessor computer, at 100% makes the computer practically unusable. This random behavior continued even after subsequent reboots. Even when the processors were operating at normal levels, which was random, the video editing software would not fully render the video content as it did before the update. This rendering step is critical to exporting a DVD or any format. The most important part of any video editing software is its output utilities. This is the final product. No output, no product. Finding ourselves in this situation, the typical action would be to go back to the earlier version before the patch. This was not so easy in this case because in order to use the new version, I had to allow the software to update my projects to the upgraded version. And I needed this patch to help alleviate our DVD creation issues. Additionally, since the architecture of this particular video editing software has an unorthodox proprietary way of linking its dependencies, I knew, as a software engineer, that this could create a whole mess and ultimately more time to fix. Even going to an earlier Windows restore point would not have fixed the problem. Basically, we didn't have time to pursue the normal route of resolving the all-too-common software nightmare. So, considering the complexity of the situation, the fact that it was the weekend, outside the normal tech support hours, and what I knew about the idiosyncrasies of this software, I thought to ask the Lord to just fix the software and get on with our video production. This was the best route to go, rather than waste hours on support forums that may not help at all. We were again in a place of weakness, but in a place for God's perfect power to manifest. 2 Corinthians 12:9, He has said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. So, myself and my wife and Philip Sapp and his wife prayed Saturday night that the Lord would just heal the software so we would not waste any more time trying to fix it ourselves. Soon after we prayed, the devil started in on me with doubts and alternative methods of fixing it myself. Again, I remembered what the Lord did with the healing of the hard drive back in January and continued to confess that the Lord healed the software. This battle went on all night. I was also reminded of a testimony from David whereby he was faced with situations that he could fix himself through man's ways, but chose to go to the Lord's to see his power instead. When Sunday morning came around, I decided to call David and discuss the situation with him. And he joined us in a prayer of agreement that the Lord heal the software. And again, what I do always is I take the authority, I command it to be healed. I don't spend a lot of time in prayer, folks. Never have. There's nothing wrong with the prayer of importunity. It's very powerful, but I like the prayer of faith. It saves an awful lot of time. Soon after praying with David, I fired up the software editing program, and it started operating properly. It started to render properly, too. Praise the Lord. No additional time wasted, and it didn't cost us a penny either. Praise be to God. Again, folks, the devil was desiring earnestly to stop us from getting these teachings out. And the Lord was coming through. Praise His name. I must note that there were some trials after the software was healed. After cutting a DVD, Philip and I noticed that there was no soundtrack on it. We refused that bad... The devil always tries to take back ground, doesn't he, every time? We refused that bad report and continued to confess that the software was healed. Later the next day, as I was starting to render a new project, I noticed the processor start to max out as it did before. I immediately rebuked it in the name of Jesus and verbally confessed the good report. Folks, if you accept the bad report, you don't cast down those imaginations, the devil can take back everything, every time. He takes back a lot of things from people. As soon as I did this, the processor meter immediately went back to normal. And I knew it was a test. I believe one of the main lessons learned is that we may need to endure some trials before we see the full manifestation, as with the healing. That's right, folks. If you don't walk by sight, the first time you're tried by something contrary to what you prayed, you won't fall into the trial. You won't give in to the devil. You won't come into agreement with him and so lose your blessing. Also, the fact that while we could have spent X amount of time and possibly money to fix the problem in our flesh, the Lord is always there ready to take care of it if we will give him the faith. Besides, the trial is of the Lord anyway. But it's the will of the Lord that we be tried, you know. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for after he hath been approved, he shall receive the crown of life, right? Tribulation worketh patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking in nothing. James chapter 1, right? Throughout my walk with the Lord, I've noticed numerous situations come up where I have the choice of relying on my experience, intellect, or just go to him. And when I go to him, I always get the best possible results at the time. He is teaching me how to not rely on myself, but on him. And it's building my faith up. Plus, I get to see him do things that are impossible in the natural. Saints, all these things work for our good. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:28. And we know that to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. Oh, yes. Even the trials, even God permitting the devil to come through the hedge and try us. It's all of the Lord to build our faith. You know, when Kevin thought on the software, he remembered the hard drive, right? He remembered how God did something impossible just through his faith. And a miracle, a creative miracle to restore the hard drive and restore the material on it and clean it up and fix it. That's impossible, folks. It's impossible for anybody but God. Nothing is impossible with God, right? Well, the Lord is continuing to do these miracles so that we can get these videos out to you. He's done miracles in finances. He's done miracles in restoring computer hardware and software and restoring bodies that the devil attempted to take out so they couldn't do the work and so on and so forth. And we've got a lot more than that. But like the Almeida said, you know, we got a lot more miracles than that. We don't have time to share them all. Yes, those folks have been working night and day to get out the programs. They've sacrificed their life, like all of these brethren have sacrificed their life to get this work out. We appreciate it so much and hope you do too. And here's a testimony that we just received the other day. I'm going to share part of it with you. It was a dream. It's a dream that is a confirmation to things that the Lord has spoken to me over many, many years. Matter of fact, this is from a sister, Karen Ponraj, from Singapore. She just recently began to join us for our Bible studies. And the name of it is Colossal Jumbo Jet Delivered. This is a spiritual dream that the Lord gave her concerning the future of our ministry. And she said she saw a colossal new white jumbo jet delivered to you, speaking to me, David. And it was paid for. Well, you say, wow, I bet that'll make a lot of those preachers jealous with their Lear jets and everything, huh? Here, God's going to give me a jumbo jet. A humongous jumbo jet. But it ain't that, folks. I don't have any interest in jets, okay? Don't need one, don't want one. But this is talking about a ministry, okay? And it was paid for. I've never seen a plane that huge and that fat in my entire life. It will surely make aviation history if it actually can fly. I suppose if it can fly, it will be by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit and not by any human effort. Good point. And by the way, this is not a physical plane because they don't make them this big, okay? And I don't know much about planes, but it looks physically impossible to fly such a plane because it is of its colossal proportions. And I saw three names on the title deed to that plane. Yours was the first name that I saw on the deed. The second was a man named Bird, and the third was a man called Bob. And I believe that this is Bob Heffley, you know, of Spirit One, because their ministry has been pretty well joined with ours in getting this word out. We give thanks to that. And she also read this. She said that I said to her that we will be using this jumbo jet to transport refugee Christians from all parts of the world to the mountain of refuge. Well, I know what that means. That speaks to me because the Lord has spoken to me about this. The mountain of refuge is God's spiritual Mount Zion. New Testament spiritual Mount Zion. God has a New Testament city of God. It's the heavenly Jerusalem. It's the one Paul said that we come to when we come to know the Lord. Well, at least he said that for the Christians back in his day that they came to because they had come to know the Lord. Because they were full of the Spirit of God. They were full of faith. They believed in discipleship that involved walking in the steps of Jesus. They believed that we have the authority that Jesus gave us. And they believed that we have the holiness that Jesus gave us. They believed that we were delivered from sin. They believed that we were perfected at the cross. They believed the truth, and they walked in it. And they were powerful testaments of Jesus Christ. If you saw them, you saw Jesus, because he lived in them. And so, for a couple thousand years, folks, the church has fallen away from that. But he's bringing us back. He is restoring that. He's told me for 30-something years that I was going to have a part in this, prophesied over me and told me of a great end-time ministry and of the great light that the Lord was going to use us to send out in the end times. Well, we will be using this jumbo jet to transport refugee Christians. These are people that are fleeing from Egypt, right? Coming out of the world, heading to Zion, going through the wilderness to Zion, right? As a type and a shadow. And we know that this is exactly what's about to happen, folks. A tremendous work of God is about to go forth. And we appreciate all of your prayers and support and everything. We appreciate it. We will be using this jumbo jet to transport refugee Christians from all parts of the world to the mountain of refuge. And the dream ends here. And, of course, Karen makes a little note here. She said, my understanding is that this is the start of an extremely huge Spirit-led ministry for the end times, which would impact the whole world. Yes, and I believe that. And I also believe that's why God is defending us. That's why God is healing our hard drives and healing our equipment and continuing to do these miracles. And so that we can get this out to you. We believe that God is going to have multitudes of Christians walking in the power of the Holy Spirit in the next very short little time, going through the wilderness to Zion. We believe that these testimonies and teachings are going to help you walk in the Spirit and the power of Jesus Christ. Signs and wonders are going to follow you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for joining us for this little program, this little break from the usual to encourage you and us. And we'll do this again sometime. God bless you.
For information, materials, and to contribute, go to www.americaslastdays.com.
Cleanse my guilt and
contributions only may be addressed to David Eales, Post Office Box 23, 1616, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
Can quench my thirsting soul, pure as water make me whole. Let your streams of mercy flow, oh Jesus, I trust in you. Though the mountains fall into the sea, though the rivers rise, I still believe. For your mercy stands and your word is true, oh Jesus, I trust in you. And when I face that darkest shining rays of red and white. Jesus, I trust in you. Oh, sacred heart, in you I find mercy seated for all time. I am yours and you are mine. Oh, Jesus, I trust in you. Though the mountains fall into the sea, though the rivers rise, I still believe. Oh, your mercy stands and your word is true. Oh, Jesus, I trust in you. Though the mountains fall into the sea, though the rivers rise, I still believe. Oh, your mercy stands and your word is true. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, oh Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you. I trust in you. Thank you.